This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get used to the voice, because he's going to be here throughout 2024 a couple of times each and every month. And as the seasons go, so goes those trees in your yard. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever it is, they will get it done. We're going to talk about some great ways to get financing, like right now. And we're also going to be talking about certain winter projects and things that they're doing and pricing. And the best part, whenever Carlos McClintock from Greater Pitt Tree Services in studio, you get a golden opportunity to get free advice. So if you have any tree-related questions, I would start dialing now. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. You know, it must just be, I don't know, the stars aligned or what, but you're coming in this week, and I'm coming to work every day. And I noticed trees just snapped off at the roots, laying across the road in people's yard. You don't realize, but winter can really take care of some of that dead wood, and it isn't always a good thing, and that's where you go to work. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Happy, happy New Year. But before we answer that question, we're both big, giant everything fans, but especially high school.
Love it.
Shout out to a Super 7 candidate. Go ahead.
Yeah, a good friend of mine and work colleague, son, is a junior at Peters Township, and this kid's, I mean, he's good. He's the real deal. He's everywhere on the field. I mean, he's intercepting balls, sacking quarterbacks, safeties, catching touchdowns on offense. And I went to the Whipple Championship when they beat Pine Richland. He was all over the field. Mickey Vaccarella. Give him a vote. The link is on our company Facebook page.
I just saw that this morning. I said, they do everything at Greater Pitt Tree Service, and TJ's a good friend.
Take care of our friends.
The coach out there, I think they're going to be around doing some good things for a long time to come, Mr. Plack. So what about this time of year and how these trees just end up sideways or, goodness gracious, even on your roof? But this is where you guys come in and clear it out. But can you also do stump removal in the middle of winter?
Yeah, we could pretty much do anything, especially because winter's basically an extended fall anymore. So, you know, I was on Marty the other day talking about how it's affected our industry where it extends our season. Before, we were shut down this time of year. It was a 10-month season. The other 2 months, you know, fix your equipment, hang on and wait for the calls in the spring. But last year we worked straight through the winter. Looks like this year we'll work straight through the winter. So we want the listeners to know that you can call this time of year. We'll answer the phones. We'll get a crew out. We can give you a better price. We're not too far backed up. So it's a win-win for everybody.
All right. Again, number, if you have any tree-related questions, especially for removal this time of year, if you've got a crack in something and you're thinking, should I get rid of it before the thing says timber and ends up on my front porch, whatever it may be, or if you're looking ahead to the spring, planting questions, you guys, anything, he can get it handled for you. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Our number is 866-391-1020. Their number is 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE. But if you want to talk to him now, 866-391-1020. But you know, everybody says right now, added expense, the holiday just came and went. How can I afford this? Well, never fear. Dollar Bank, great relationship. But there is also another great way, because of Hearth, the company they're working with, that you can get financing like right away, and that's a good thing. So you can get that tree removed and out of the way. Tell them about that.
Yes. So once you call, we'll send you a link to our financing options. You could go get pre-approved, or you could wait till we come out on site and we could walk you through it. If, you know, older customers don't have access to computer, aren't computer savvy. So when we're coming out to your property, we want to leave with a signed contract, and we're going to make it happen one way or another, either through Dollar Bank, who's been great to us over the years. We're now on board with a company called Hearth. And then worst case, like, I'll personally finance you. Like, I'll make it happen. We're going to get your project done. We're going to get that hazardous tree out of there. We're going to make your property safe. We're going to make it so you could sleep at night we'll make it happen.
Listen, I can attest to this. Been there, done that, where every time the wind blows or a snowstorm kicks up, you know which trees are pretty much done. And you're just kind of hoping maybe I'll save a little money or I'll get till the spring or maybe somehow, some way it'll survive another winter. I'm sure you guys will come out and simply say, this one's got to go, that one's got to go, that can stay. Because we're not professionals, but we know, we hear those things that go bump in the night. And the last thing you want is that thing to come, some oak tree, some massive 20-foot oak tree barreling down on your roof in the middle of winter.
More like 100-foot oak trees around here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I got called out to an appointment yesterday in Fox Chapel. I'm sorry, Friday. And he wanted to, you know, remove a few small trees. And I'm looking in his front yard. He has a massive oak tree with root decay. He has another tree by the street that's totally rotted out. I mean, you incur extreme liability when you have a tree that has potential to fall and hit your house that's in a declined state or deteriorated, structurally benign, fall on the street, hit somebody or a car driving by. That's on you. The insurance company will bow out and say, you neglected to maintain, you know, the health of these trees or address them, and we're not covering the claim. So, you know, I'm on your side when I come out to your house. You know, insurance companies, they have their own business model. But when I come out, I'm going to make sure that I point out to you all the liabilities you have from having these big trees on your property.
Also, I got to believe, because the ground is a little firm right now, that your equipment can maneuver. And with all of the loss of foliage, the line of sight makes it a whole lot easier this time of year.
Yes, there's jobs that we've sold, you know, maybe in the summer, and I notice that the person's yard's really swampy, and I'll say, look, let's revisit this in the winter when I could come in and out of your yard and not make it look like a war zone. If you go on the Better Business Bureau and read our reviews, most people touch on that, how we come in and out and make it look like we were never there. So I might say to you, hey, you know, you can hold off on this job. Let's get it done in the winter where I could get a truck in your yard or a tracked aerial lift or even just the foot traffic of 6 or 8 guys coming in and out of your property, you know, can leave a big mess. So we cover every angle when we come out to look at your job.
All right, so if you have a question for him and you need some help right now, call us, 866-391-1020. All of our lines available. Usually in the second and third segment, we start to get to the phones. Things get a little busy, so if you want to reserve your space, do it now. That's 866-391-1020. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Their number is 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Now, here's the great thing about what you do, and we talked about this last week. We were talking about places like Carrick, where you're from, and other of these little neighborhood communities in this great city of ours, and obviously Allegheny County surrounding region. People are thinking, well, I don't have some wide open 3 acres of ground. How's he going to maneuver and get in there and get it done? That's also what you specialize in. These row houses, these smaller houses, these ranch homes that may have less than a quarter of an acre or half acre of ground, you can get in there and get it done.
Yeah. When we come out to your house, whatever you have out there, we've probably done it before. I put a nice post on our company Facebook page a couple weeks ago. We were in Squirrel Hill, very confined area. We were able to get our tracked aerial lift in there, which will actually travel through a 36-inch gate so we could get into your backyard where you can't drive a truck. You know, our goal is safety first with our crew. We have the equipment that keeps our guys out of hazardous trees. And we can usually figure out how to get to where your tree is on your property with the equipment that we have, our bucket truck, crane, tracked aerial lift. And then if you're totally landlocked, our climbers are second to none. We have great climbers. We train them. They've been with us for years. We have a great crew from top to bottom. It's just hard to beat our service.
And you got the insurance too, so just know that, fully insured. But what you also need to know, weather has never stopped Greater Pitt Tree Service, has it?
I mean, if the roads are icy, we don't like to put our trucks out there because they're big sleds.
But if you can get to,
yeah, I mean, I've been out there 0 degree temperature. You know, it's not fun, but the heat is in the tools. That's a great saying. You know, I tell all my new guys that,
right?
Especially this time of year. As long as the roads are clear, we're coming out. We'll work through the rain, bitter cold, snow, heat, whatever it is. It takes a lot, because once you sign with us, we're one of the few contractors in general that will give you a scheduled date where we're coming. We take a deposit, but that buys you a date on our calendar where, barring like any like earthquakes or volcanoes or things like that, we will be there.
Listen, we keep talking about deadwood, trees that are dying, but let's face it, Mother Nature can be harsh. I mean, we've all been complaining about, well, I'm not going to be able to go skiing. There's no snow. Well, literally within an hour yesterday, we had 3 inches of snow on the ground. Healthy trees can get damaged too. And even though they have some life left, you don't want to leave this stuff lying in your yard. And it may look as though, it's not going to hit my house, or that can't, how much damage can it do? I don't think the average person realizes, smallest to the largest, if it's peeking over your roof and it's close enough to kiss your roof, the damage that you will have if that thing falls on your roof is no comparison to what it's going to cost for you to come over while it's upright and away from the roof to cut it down and remove it.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, your home is your main investment. I mean, that's, in life, that's the biggest investment most people make. So you want to secure that investment. You know, in most large trees, hazardous trees, that homeowner, chances are they didn't plan it. You know, you can't be too attached to it where you're going to sacrifice the safety of your family or the investment of your home. So it's good to mitigate that risk, have us come out, maybe trim it back, maybe thin it out, maybe reduce it. You know, there's other options than removing it. So we come out and kind of steer you in the right direction because we want to make sure you could sleep good at night. I've seen too many trees go through houses, crush houses, people get hurt. I mean, it's a constant risk that you're incurring having these large structures near your home.
All right, he is the professional and he is here. This is what he does. This is his passion. So you've got a question or you've got something that's kind of peeking in your window right now on this Sunday morning and it's making you quiver a little bit, we're going to put your mind at ease. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. All about tree-related questions, good, bad, and different, whatever you're dealing with, now's the time to call us. Carlos McClintock is here, owner of Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. And our number is 866-391-1020. Your calls coming up next. Good morning. All right, let's go to work on the phone lines. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. You got some questions, call us, get on the lines. They're available, but they won't remain that way very long. 866-391-1020. Desiree, Pittsburgh, how are you? What's going on your mind? What's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. This is Desiree, the general manager of Greater Pitt Tree Service.
All right.
Yeah, calling in to put in my 2 cents.
I know that voice.
How you guys doing?
We're doing real good. So tell me a little bit about this man, this myth, this legend, and working for Greater Pitt Tree Service. And being you're the general manager, I think you can give us a pretty good rundown.
What's amazing, and you know, Carlos, he really cares about his customers, you know, the work we do for veterans and, you know, just all of our new financing options, because we want to make sure that we can reach everybody and everybody can get done what they need on their property to make it safe and beautiful. And, you know, just Carlos talking about the liability with some of these trees when they're in the declining state. And, you know, we do have the plant health care now. So I just want to touch on that quickly. It's a great time to get people signed up for that, because that'll really be kicking off in the spring, and we'll have membership programs for people to have services however many times a year is appropriate for their property. And we'll also have a la carte options where people can get individualized services, you know, injections or resistor grafts, things like that, to keep their trees on their property healthy and in good shape. So there is no liability there.
Yeah, and that's a good point too, Rob. We've expanded our services on your property, where now we could come out, we can inject your trees, we can inject the root system, we could feed the trees. So we want to keep your trees healthy so you don't have to get them removed. But if that's the option, then we can do that as well. So we're going to service your whole entire property now. And that's a great point. I was going to touch on that. Thank you, Desiree. She's been great. She's like multitasker. She's been great to have on our team. We just have an awesome team from start to finish, from her, the crew, myself, the salesman. I mean, we're all Pittsburghers, we're all hard-nosed, get-the-job-done workers, and we're a good fit for the people that call us.
Desiree, I think Carlos is the type that actually loves to get out and get going in the morning. He would be lost if he didn't have a cup of coffee and a tree in his life, right?
he's up at 4 a.m. out. He goes out and, you know, double-checks all the jobs for the day and makes sure everything looks right with the work orders and gets the crew bringing out the right equipment. And our crew, they are like the dream team. I mean, they run like a well-oiled machine. You know, if you ever get a chance to watch us or you see us in your neighborhood, you know, the guys are, and they're amazing. They're just incredible. So yeah, like Carlos said, we have a great team and everybody's friendly, professional. They know what they're doing. They're all trained. Any guys that are up there trimming the trees, you know, they're under the thumb of RISA, Certified Arborist Troy, so they know what they're doing, and they're going to trim that tree properly and not harm the tree, and it's going to look great afterwards, and, you know, they're great guys, so.
So when somebody calls and they say, is this Desiree? I heard you on the radio. You're going to realize the power of KDK because we realize the power of you. So, Desiree, thanks so much for calling in, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I mean, to have an employee call in who's excited about talking trees on a Sunday morning, that's a pretty cool thing.
I tell you what, she has my back. She bought in fully. We just signed a nice work contract. I've, like, paid her to the T's, incentives, bonuses. I mean, she's the girl you want on your team. She's the one that's going to grow this company. I mean, I've always got to these certain levels with the company. And, you know, the level we've been at the past few years, I was getting a little stagnant. And now with her on board, we're going up and over where we've been. It's great to have her.
It is. 866-391-1020. So if you have any tree-related questions, you got to give us a call right now. I'm going to kind of go over some of the things that people may be dealing with during the winter months, but I want you to tell them about Hearth Financing and your great relationship with Dollar Bank. So if you're putting off getting something done and you're going to live in fear that it's going to fall in the middle of winter because the financial situation just doesn't fit, never fear, because they've got some great options for you at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we've been with Dollar Bank for probably 5 or 6 years, and they're a Pittsburgh institution. They're a great bank. They give the customer a 0% debit card to pay for the tree work. If you pay it off in the first 12 months, there's no interest. We don't have any skin in the game. We just want to make sure we could get your project done for you. And now we've also signed up with Hearth Financing. And, you know, they're more of a long-term type of loan, low interest rate. They'll go down to a 550 credit score. You get approval on site with our salesman within maybe 10 or 15 minutes, or you'll get a link from us before we come out to your job where you can get pre-approved. And then if all else fails and, you know, you don't want to put it down on paper, I'll personally finance you. We take 20% deposit down. We get another 30% when the job's done. So you're into us for 50%, and the balance will work with you on the rest of the 50%. We'll make payments for you. You could call us. You got the money. You got a couple bucks. Send it in. We're here for you.
Listen, you remind me so of an old school entrepreneur. It's like the local grocery store.
Yeah.
You don't have money for the bread and milk, we'll put it on your tab.
Yeah. In Greenfield, where I grew up, there were all these little neighborhood stores, and that's back when, like, the mills were still running. A lot of the guys in Greenfield worked down at the mills in Hazelwood or Braddock, and they would give you credit. And when you got paid, you went in and paid them. And I mean, business is about relationships. Money, it's great, whatever, but my success is built on relationships, and that's how I was raised.
You and I are going to get along just great. All right, let's get to the phones. 866-391-1020. Let's head out to that great community of Oakmont and say hi to John. John, you're on KDK with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, John.
Hey, I just wanted to give Greater Pitt Tree Service and Carlos some kudos. You know, they've done some work for me out here, and I'll tell you the big thing, not just the work, but the fact that they're insured, but I'll tell you the cleanup has just been amazing. And not only that, he really gives back to the town. What he's done for our neighborhood, our street fairs, our parades, things like that. You know, the places starting to call, instead of Oakmont, they're starting to call him Losemont over here. So just want to say thank you.
Yeah, John's been a repeat customer. He's actually a good friend of mine, a central guy. You know, it's not a totally loaded call, but we're a member of the Chamber of Commerce at Oakmont. We sponsor the street fairs. We sponsor the Halloween, the Christmas parade. We're out there. We're transparent. We love working in Oakmont. It's a great community. I did a job for John a couple months ago, and my guys, you know, I'll admit it, they missed a couple dead branches on the tree, and he called me up. I said, no problem. Sent the crew back out, fixed the job. We want 100%, 110% customer satisfaction from you, and we'll do whatever it takes to get that.
John, great call, buddy. Thank you. And tell folks in Oakmont we said hello.
Okay, I appreciate everything.
Thanks, John.
I'll tell you, Oakmont Bakery, Tony and Mark, I love Oakmont. The Country Club, Devin Gee, good friend.
Yeah.
Just for years, Bob Ford. That's a special community.
It is. I like Oakmont because there's no national chains allowed in that community. It's all, like, there's great restaurants. Oh. Michael's over there in Oakmont, little Italian restaurant. I'm giving you a plug.
Right.
I mean, their food's great. Oakmont Bakery, everybody knows about that. But
amazing.
That's one of the few, like, communities you could go through and, you know, you don't have to go to Walmart. You don't have to go to Target. You don't have to go to Applebee's. Everything there in Oakmont is for the community and for the residents and for other people around Pittsburgh. The Christmas parade over there. Have you
Incredible.
Ever been to it?
Oh, yeah. Halton
I
Bridge.
Mean, I was blown away the first year that we sponsored it. It was a big boy parade. I mean, it was awesome, the amount of people.
And 2025, that U.S. Open return. So good stuff. We're going to take a break. Look, you got some tree questions. You got the expert here. Winter-related tree questions. We're going to come back and talk about different things that people are dealing with as well, too. Phones are starting to fill up. Give him a call, 866-391-1020. He's Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Going to be with us a couple of times each and every month throughout the 2024 calendar year. And you can reach them by calling 412-884-TREE. Back with more with your Pratt Pack in a moment on KDKA. All right, listen, I should have known. Every line is on hold. We're going to get to them all. People love talking to this guy about their trees, even in the dead of winter. But let's talk about winter discount pricing and all of the things that people need to know, and also about financing again, too.
All right, yeah. So right now, we're only maybe 2 weeks out with new scheduling. Come March, we do the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center, and that would usually kick off our season because we would be shut down for the winter.
You're going to be down there?
Yeah, we've been down there. I think this will be my 10th year, actually.
I love it
down there.
Me too.
But after that home show in March, we got like 6 to 8 weeks out with new scheduling pretty much the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, it's a good time. Call us. We'll get you a same-day estimate. We'll get you on the board in the next week or so. We're going to give you a little bit of a better price because we're looking for calls right now because, you know, nobody associates this time of year with what we do historically. But now that these winters are so mild, we want to get it out there to the public, to your listeners, to all our other advertising that, like, hey, give us a call. We're ready. We're waiting for your call. We'll get a salesman out there, or I'll come out myself. We'll get a crew out there, and we'll get your job done.
All right, let's get to the phones. Let's go to John in Butler. You're on KDK with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. How are you? Welcome to KDKA.
And thank you. Good morning.
Hi, John.
Now, back in 1973, I bought a Farkleberry tree, and it's always putting out Farkleberries until this year. Then I take the Farkleberries and make cookies out of them.
And you know what? Those cookies are absolutely delicious. I was waiting for my first Farkleberry cookie, and being that it's Orthodox Christmas, it only makes sense. Thank you, John. Let's go to George in Carnegie. George, you're on KDKA. How are you, George?
Oh, I'm doing just great.
Hi, George.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
Okay, I have three quick questions. Are you certified to work around power lines, like particularly cable?
Correct. So my guys have gone through the EHAP training, Electrical Hazard Awareness Program, where legally and safely we're allowed to be within 15 feet of the energized lines. And that does include your service line, which runs from your house to the nearest pole.
Okay. What's your opinion on topping if the homeowner wants some trees topped? I know most people don't like to do that.
So we do more of what's considered a crown reduction per ANSI proper pruning specs. where we can reduce the tree by a designated height that's still, you know, that doesn't harm the tree. We don't like to take more than like 20 to 25% off the current height. I mean, if you have a pool or your gutters, or we'll take more, but we will advise you that, you know, we don't recommend doing much more than that.
Okay. And my final question is, I had a famous tree company come in, but they wanted me to sign a form saying that I'm responsible for all damages, which sounded kind of scary. You don't follow that sort of idea.
No, our insurance covers any damage we would do if we'd hit your house with the tree. The only thing we do have is a driveway waiver if we're going to bring our equipment on your driveway or hardscape. We do have you sign off on that, because that's the only thing our insurance won't cover if we break your driveway. We didn't drop a tree on it. It wasn't an auto wreck. So we kind of, you know, we're very transparent about it. We don't surprise you with anything. We want to cover our bases. We want to let you know that, you know, we have to bring a truck on your driveway. The shelf life of cement in our area is like 2 or 3 years before it's susceptible to maybe cracking or breaking. So that's the only thing that we kind of bow out of if we damage your driveway putting any equipment on.
Okay, and one final question. What determines whether you need a crane to pick up a tree over your house, or you have your guys come out and just cut the tree down behind the house and take the logs away? What's the idea behind that?
Okay, great question. So we do have a crane. We have our own crane. We have a certified crane operator that operates the crane. First and foremost, it's kind of a safety-based thing for our crew and then for your home and property. And then it's kind of a production base. Maybe we can do it a little quicker by bringing our big crane in and plucking it out of there. And then also using the crane, it becomes what we consider zero impact on your property. So we're not, you know, busting up your lawn or your roof, dropping branches. The crane picks that particular piece up that we're cutting and sets it down where we want it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thank you, and give us a call. We come out and give you great pricing right now.
I think that guy could go to work for you.
Yeah, he covered everything. I could leave now.
Listen, that was impressive.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment. But what's winter burn? I hear that term all the time. What is winter burn when it comes to a tree?
For a tree? I don't know. I've heard winter burn from my guys when they're out there with their face.
Yeah, cold.
I mean, yeah, I can see.
Evergreen trees, especially bleaching, browning, things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah. Extreme cold can definitely be detrimental to the health of the tree. We notice a lot with like these little plum trees in the past winters, where you would hear on the news the term polar vortex, where it's like super cold. A lot of the plum trees don't make it through that. So yeah, the extreme temperatures one way or another can definitely affect your trees.
Well, then you just brought up something. Listen, I remember years ago, one of my dear friends in the farming industry, we were talking about peach trees because that was going to be the first year. And he said, you know, you get through the first couple of years, you're good. But then you think of apple trees, you mentioned plum, cherries, all these different things, grapevines. Can you come out and save a tree? If somebody says, look, man, I just invested all this money, Carlos, and I want this stuff to come through and the pears or whatever the case, can you come out and maybe give them a helping hand to save those trees?
Yes, and that's what our plant healthcare division is doing now. And our ISA certified arborist, Troy, he went to the University of Dayton for arboriculture. He started his career at Bartlett Tree Service, and now we're lucky to have him on board. He comes out and kind of tells you, and a lot of the fruit trees too, he has great applications for those. He has things that promote the growth. He has things that retard the growth maybe so it doesn't grow too fast. I mean, right now, if something's growing on your property, we're going to service it and take care of it.
And the other side of the coin, obviously, is if a tree is dead. You know, from the human eye, obviously, you can look at things. But in the winter, when there's no foliage, it's kind of hard to tell. But if somebody thinks this tree is dead or it's seen its best days and they just want to get rid of it now, can you give them the DOA, this thing is dead on arrival?
Yeah, we can come out and give you an assessment. You know, some people are kind of confused, or, you know, a lot of times a tree can be considered dead and still produce 90% of its foliage.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, you'll see like a big crack or cavity in a tree and it might be structurally benign. But then you're looking up and the whole canopy is producing its leaves or fruit or whatever it has. So we come out, we can, you know, and then sometimes trees, they look healthy, but they could be rotted out from the middle. And that's another application that we're doing now, which is called a resistograph. It's a device that goes around the trunk of the tree at several different levels from the ground up. And Troy can determine how structurally solid the tree is or isn't. And then you can make your decision based on data.
Good stuff. Listen, if you have any questions you want to get in here before we end the show today, we've got another segment to go with Carlos. Call us 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Again, tell them about financing and winter discount pricing and why. Don't put it off, what you can get done right now in the middle of winter. Save money and also incredible financing. And if all else fails, he'll even foot the bill to make sure you get it done so you can get that restful sleep and not be worrying about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, like you've touched on and I've said before, like we're coming out, we're going to get the job done for you one way or another. If you can afford it out of pocket, great. If you need help, you know, stretching it out or financing it, we now have three options. So basically right now we finance everybody. It's kind of what we're telling people. And then with the winter discount right now, it's a good time to save some money. You know, we're kind of a supply and demand, you know, company or industry, like a lot of other products or services. Like when we get pretty far booked out or prime season, our prices might be a little higher. Mm-hmm. But, you know, right now, if you want the cheapest price we can give you, give us a call between now and the beginning of March.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. Don't forget, next hour, it's the debut of a new show, Your Retirement Blueprint, from the Accurate Solutions Group with Kurt Konaktik, along with Ethan Lane. That's coming up next hour on the program. But right now, it is Carlos McClintock, owner of Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. We're going to take some more calls on the other side. If you want to get a question in before the top of the hour, give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. Lots of folks want to talk. So let's get out to Monroeville and say good morning to Jan. You're on KDKA. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I don't actually have a tree stump. The trees were cut down. There's two of them, but the stump was never ground up into the ground. And I'm getting bees in there where the wood is rotting.
Yeah, you're probably getting ground bees, which they're very nasty. Might be a good idea to get those stumps ground out, you know, so they don't have a cavity or somewhere to kind of create their hive. Yeah, ground bees. I've been stung by plenty of those. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give us a call.
Time? Okay, what's your number?
412-884-TREE. Best time is now, any day, anytime. We're here, we're answering our phones, we're sending out salesmen, we're scheduling work. Give us a call and we'll get it done for you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Jan.
All right, let's go to Greensburg and say hi to Joan. Joan, you're on KDKA. How are you? Or John, you're on KDKA.
John.
Go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
I always remember my dad saying, if you look at the top of a tall tree and it doesn't look healthy at the top, it's probably not a healthy tree.
Correct.
Now, I was wondering, this is kind of off the wall, but I'm kind of a techie. Do you by any chance fly drones at the top of the trees or around the trees to check their health? Drones?
We currently don't, but they're getting popular in our industry. We go to a tree care conference every year, and they're becoming a popular tool to use to kind of get up in there and assess the tree rather than sending a climber up in it where it might be unsafe because there's cavities. Drones are definitely getting popular in our industry for sure. I'm sure we'll have them at some point.
Yeah, the DJI Mini 2 has a 4K camera, although you can get DJIs with forward avoidance.
Nice, so I'll keep that in mind.
Good. You won't hit anything.
Thanks, okay. John. I appreciate the advice.
Technology never stops.
No, I mean, our whole industry is kind of getting where, you know, all the equipment we have and keeping the climbers out of trees and the technology with these big cranes and knuckle boom cutters and grapple cutter. So, yeah, the technology is definitely a part of our industry.
All right, tell everybody about winter pricing, discounting, financing, all the stuff they need to know. Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock.
Go, yeah, Carlos. Between now and the beginning of March, we're in our winter pricing. We do work this time of year. I know a lot of people in the past haven't associated what we do with this type of weather or the temperature, but, you know, look, we got bills to pay too in the winter. My crew has families. We want to work. We want you to call. You know, a lot of times when you hire us, our money goes back into your community. I buy lunch for my crew basically every day. So if I'm working in Oakmont, I'm going to go to Michael's and get food. I'm working in your neighborhood, I'm going to find that restaurant in your neighborhood and get the guys something to eat there. So, you know, you put your dollars into us, we put it back into your community.
All right, don't forget, coming up, the news at 10 with Rob Taylor, and then the debut of your retirement blueprint from the Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane will be hosting that show each and every Sunday in the 10 o'clock hour. We'd like to welcome them to the KDKA Odyssey family on the weekends. Here's Bill in Butler for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead, Bill, you're on KDKA.
Do you, by chance, lumber out?
Yes, we will do timber jobs. We like to do them kind of this time of year. It's a good time to get in on properties where the ground's hard. You know, we're able to come in and take out your marketable timber. There's a couple different approaches on how to compensate the landowner. But, yep, we do. We've done several timber jobs in your area in Butler. There's still some parcels up there that haven't been cut or have second growth up there that we're able to come in and do a select cut for you.
Well, how do you give free estimates, or do you charge to come out here?
I mean, I'd never say no to you paying me, but, yeah, we give a free estimate for that. We come out and kind of do what's called cruising on your property and kind of determine, you know, what you have on your property that we're interested in, that the mills are interested in, and kind of get you to a ballpark on what you could generate from a timber sale on your property. We do advise you, though, that, you know, when we do a timber cut on your property, it looks like a bomb went off on your property. You know, we're going to drop the trees, cut the trunk, skid it out, leave the tops. You know, we can manicure it out from there. And if you want the tops chip, you know, it's a little bit extra, kind of takes away from the money you generate from the timber sale. But we'll steer you in the right direction. Give us a call.
Yeah, you can give them a call, Bill, at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Lots of calls for the dead of winter. But as you said, you're rolling throughout the entire year. And with these soft winters, it gives you an opportunity. The ground's solid enough. You get the equipment in, and the less foliage, you got a lot more of a line of sight. You can clear out all sorts of things, remove stumps. And here's the other thing. This stuff can start cracking concrete, these roots. They go in the wrong direction. Something busts. Mm-hmm. They can pull out water lines, gas lines. So the best thing to do is get it done, and you're going to make the financing available to them no matter what the situation is. So why don't we end on that note? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, give us a call. It's winter. We want the work. We're looking for the work. We're going to give you a good price. If you, you know, spend all the money on Christmas and waiting for your tax check to come back, you know, end of February or March or so, whenever that is, we'll make it happen. We'll steer you in the right direction with the companies that we offer financing through. If you don't want to go in paper, you and I will sit down, or the salesman, and cut a deal where we're going to get the job done for you, finance you in-house. You know, our goal is to get it done for you, mitigate the risk on your property, let you sleep good at night knowing that that hazardous tree is now out of there.
Can't thank you enough. It was a real joy, and we'll be looking forward to spending the year with you, and we'll go winter, summer, spring, and fall and take care of all of the tree stuff that people need to take care of. But we love Pittsburgh, and we love this region, don't we?
I do, man. I love being out there every day in different neighborhoods. I'm a Pittsburgh guy. I've always had a Pittsburgh zip code and mailing address. You know, our company's well-vested in all the communities and causes out there, Children's Hospital, World War II veterans, your baseball team. You know, we're there.
All right, good stuff. I can't thank you enough. We'll see you in a couple of weeks and keep up the good work. Tell folks about Super 7, that candidate, to vote now.
Yeah, Mickey Vaccarello, 5A. This kid's a beast, man. I mean, he you know what he reminds me of? Did you see the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah.
When that guy, that football player, was just jumping over and tackling and hitting everybody. I mean, he's an old school hard nosed player.
And speaking of trees, you know what that actor's name is?
Forrest Whitaker.
There you go. All right. Stay tuned. The news at 10. Then we're so happy to welcome them to the weekend. Your retirement blueprint from the Accurate Solutions Group. Don't miss Kurt and Ethan moments away after Rob checks the news at 10 on KDK at your Pratt Pack.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.